Flashback Friday with Henrik and Lana, streaming live every Friday.
Spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Globalism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking day!
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Another Friday, Freya's Day, is upon us. It is the 10th of January, 2025. It's 2:46 p.m. here, local Pacific time. How about that? Only 16 minutes late. Not too bad.
I told you we should just make the show start at 3, because it takes that long to line everything up and do everything.
Yeah, well, I know. How are you doing, Lana?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. Apparently, it's black sweatshirt or black hoodie day, you know? I saw you put one on, too.
What do you mean? I'm wearing one as well?
Yeah, you got this huge thing on the front. I can't miss it. Kolovrat.
Can't miss it.
The Kolovrat. I love
can't
it.
Can't miss
yes.
it.
I don't know. Black sweatshirts are
so I couldn't
cozy.
Get the black sound stuff. Like, yeah, that's close enough. All right. Hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Friday. If you're over in Europe, don't drink too much. You know how that goes. Friday night, I know it's fun, but just, you know, go easy on the
booze. Oh, my God,
booze.
Swedes are like, you know, sober all week and then blackout drunk. Who is this person on the weekend?
Yeah, it's fucking miserable, like, because the state has ripped out your soul and they're open to your borders, and now it's just migrants and it's just gulags, and yeah, it's depressing. Didn't used to be that way, but now it is that way.
Yeah.
Alcohol has ravaged our population for a long time. Yeah. Doesn't do you any favors. Let me put it that way. Go lift some weights instead. How about that? Begin networking. Build up your tribe. Look, here and there, drink. I'm not a teetotaler myself, but yeah, you definitely do better not doing as much. That's just how it goes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, so we have an exciting show for you. We're going to talk about lesbians in Los Angeles. We're going to talk about
can't get enough of those, you know,
some of the grooming gangs, which is back in the news. It's not that they've gone away, although the mainstream media is pretending that it's not happening anymore. Apparently, still there. And of course, we have to talk about the Musk, Alice Weidel from AFD, their little spaces that they did. Because
talking about Mustache Man? Yes.
Retard maxing on steroids, apparently, during this little segment there. So that's some of the stuff we're going to get into today. And, of course, we had a, what was it? I wanted to kind of begin on a BBC piece.
Oh, wait, but first I want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead. Sorry, I do apologize.
Andrew in Florida, if you were watching, thank you so much for your card that we got, the Christmas card. Means a lot. Your timing is always just spot on. So really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Was there anyone else?
I can't remember. I think you had someone else.
I do. Actually, I'm gonna send out an email. I want to make sure I got, I think, Charles M. I'm going to send you an email and thank you personally. So I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to. So thank you so much. If you're watching, by the way, thank you. Appreciate you. Okay, very, very good. So I wanted to just kind of, again, let's just frame this from this perspective, right? Replacement, white genocide. Whites are demographically being, you know, replaced. We're being attacked in our own countries. And of course, then you have these brown foreigners that come into our lands, and then they basically begin kvetching about how there's so many white people in whatever little field they're in, or where if they're out on the town one day and they happen to see too many white people, and oh my God, mental breakdown. Here's some BBC presenter here, Nihal Artanyaki, who says that an overwhelmingly white workplace at the BBC apparently affects his mental health.
He says, I walk in and all I see is white people. He told a diversity conference. You know what? No. He got that backwards. White people go in and all we see is brown and black people in our countries and workplaces now. And it's affecting our mental health. This guy could go back to Sri Lanka. Yes, I looked him up. You know, so what? You were born in England. No one asked your parents to come. You can go back to Sri Lanka if you're so disgusted by all these white non-Muslims everywhere. Go back and be with your bros. But of course, this guy began his career as a, Henrik, you're going to love this, rap recording artist and a promoter of rap shows. And just what we need. What would we do without Sri Lankans like this and their awesome rapping career?
Gangster rap.
God.
I think I said this on the no-go zone. I said, we're talking about Greenland and like kind of the Inuit mentality there. And it's like how ripe they are for just like a Jewish record producer to come in there to give them some like, you know, gangster rap type thing, you know, kind of thing. But then I realized it's so bad. You don't even need that Jewish record producer anymore.
Yeah,
it just moves. It goes on its own now. You know what I mean? Like they lit the fire and I was just like spreading like wildfire. But anyway, yeah, a Sri Lankan gangster rapper has mental health breakdowns in the UK because there's too many people at the BBC apparently.
I mean, so yeah. Do we ever hear this about any other race? I know we've been saying this for years, but then it comes. Oh my God, it's disgustingly black and brown. Well, now we need to start saying that. People need to start saying that. I think people are ready,
to be honest.
For years, we've heard how disgustingly white it is. They go to places like, you know, Iceland, Sweden, anywhere where white people live, okay? I've traveled the world. The majority is black, brown, and Asian, okay? White people. Yeah, I was just listening to that song the other day. 15-year-old song or something. You don't like it. And then they have to go to this little island where white people are, guys.
I'm sorry.
They have to travel to this little island where white people are and complain how it's just so shockingly, disgustingly white. Mm-hmm. How can we not hate you after you say things like that?
They do this because it worked, right? For a while it worked, right? It is, you could argue it's still working, but we're close to the tipping point. I mean, the headline, we should recognize, it became a headline because like, bro, like what the fuck, you know, like, right? I mean, that's why it became a headline. It was, many of the headlines I looked up, it was like, this guy's complaining, like, what's going on? I mean, and this is a couple of years ago now, even, this headline. But I wanted to just set the framework here. Like, he's complaining on his mental health problems because of too many whites, right? It's like, well, what about, like, the state of, like, our actual physical, the experience of rape and violence and stabbings and terror attacks because the presence of browns?
They're so selfish, they don't even stop to think like that.
And it's nothing, I mean, yeah, to this guy's personal, because he made his retarded fucking comment. But overall, it's nothing personal in that sense. It's just something we have to do to overcome this sense of, like, fear around this topic that somehow you can't address them in this kind of way as they're attacking you, as they're replacing you, as they're raping your daughters, as they drive over your grandma with cars. We like, if we can't even be honest about talking about this and how we feel about this, how do you think we're ever going to be able to do something about this?
Yeah.
Right? So there's a vital function and component here in us just kind of throwing off our shackles from like us being restrictive even in how we address this topic.
Stop or that being a doormat.
Somehow we have to walk on eggshells around.
No.
Like, fuck that. I'm going to stop cussing because it's too much all the time. But it's just... screw that, okay? Like, we're done with that.
Yeah.
That period is over.
We've been a doormat for too long. It's time we, you know, stop being so nice and stop being so polite and be like, I don't care what you think. Go back to Sri Lanka. This is where we live. If you don't like it, get out. Actually, no, you need to get out anyway.
Right? If we don't claim our space. Take that space and do it in a way that makes them feel... like, oh shit, I'm in their space here, then they're going to just run over you and your kids are going to be a violently targeted minority. You're going to have levels of Rwanda. You remember this shit about the Hutsis and the Tutsis and the Rwanda radio and all that stuff? Like, they demonized him. Because, and it's not that by far this is the worst thing. It's already escalated from rhetoric to action and violence. Yeah. Like, rape is an act of an invading army. Like, this happened virtually every war, this has happened. You have a conquering, invading army coming in. One of the things, maybe not the first thing they do, but one of the third or fourth things they'll do after they've cleared the threat, right, of the other opposing army, is to begin mass raping the local population. From 8 to 80, remember the policy after the Second World War in Germany, right? The Mongoloid hordes from, the East.
That's right.
By proxy through the Soviet Union and the Bolsheviks. Anyway, so...
no, in other words, white men need to take their power stance. You know, everyone talks about taking the power stance when you're giving a speech, you know, claiming your space, owning your space. Like, you know, it's a mindset, right? It's a spiritual place. And I feel like white people, they're just kind of cowering down and don't look at me.
I'm not here.
I don't want to be called names. No, time to claim it. Take what's yours. Don't let them take it. Because they feel these things. And one thing about these race hustlers is that they have that sense about you. That when someone's had enough, when the white man's had enough, they feel it.
Yeah.
They're street smart. Hustlers usually pick up on those bad vibes. It's time to put some of those vibes out, people.
For sure. So here we go. All right, here's Germany. Speaking of which, a sixth victim now has died in the terror attack by that...
the car that drove through everyone?
The truck attack. Yeah, the truck that attacked. What was it? The Saudi Arabian, whatever he was, the pro-Israeli Zionist guy, whatever the hell. He did this because the country's Islamification, right? And so let's drive over white people at a Christmas market.
Who probably support Israel anyway.
Death toll rises to 6, unfortunately. And mental health. Yeah, what about these victims? This alone is a reason to like, all right, we're done. We're not doing this anymore. But this has now gone on for decades. And how many hundreds, how many thousands of victims of this? It's thousands now, for sure. I mean, and that's not even addressing like the everyday, like, oh, here's another little guy, kid who died, or some
but
person stabbed health. Or something.
Mental health when mental I come health. In and just see white people working
I mean, your country
quietly.
Just working here, and oh, my God, mental health. Go back. Go away.
Night Nation Review
yourself.
Says, Black Hoodie Day theme. Let's go. Have a good show. Good weekend. Emil Lonneberry, thank you very much. And Lars Agerbach says, we did it. We made an end tower in the chat. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, nice. Did that. It finally come together?
Dang.
Did it. Let me see here.
I'm not seeing it.
You're not seeing it?
I'm missing it.
Was it removed? Oh, maybe it's a while ago.
Bill Biz, thank you so much. So apparently the German AfD has been labeled a suspected extremist group by the opposition and prevented from possessing firearms. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, they are trying to ban them and stuff, but it's all a paper tiger, as they say. Yeah. It's a paper tiger, and that's the way they like it. We'll roll around to that in just a moment here.
Albert, thank you so much. Happy Friday, guys.
Holy
Hope
smokes.
Everyone is doing
Look
well.
At our
I'm convinced The LA fires are intentional. We're going to get into that. I feel like it's the same thing as the Maui fires. BlackRock is behind this somehow, in my opinion. Looking forward to another great show, guys. Merry Russian Christmas. Yes,
that's right.
You.
It did start. It
was on the
couple of
7th.
It was on the day we 13 day after you
exactly.
when we throw out the tree. Yeah. That's when it started in Russia, I think. Right.
The Russian Orthodox old calendar Christmas.
Okay, so yeah, thank you so much, Albert. Again, yes. Thank you so much for your support. I want to just show this one real quick here. As well, 14 victims dead and 35 have been injured after the New Orleans terror attack. At least they call it a terror attack, right? They went back on that a couple of times. Victims identified, by the way. Let me scroll down here. How far did I have to scroll down to get the victims? Oh, jeez.
Well, if they're white, they'll be like, dang,
yeah, so there
tiny
was,
print somewhere, you know?
Oh, here we go. Here's so we had about, I'd say, 8 white guys, more or less. It was maybe one questionable, but 8 white guys and about 6 brown people, a couple of, a black one, I guess, in there too, that were killed, lost their lives. So majority of white men were killed during this. By the way, so that's another thing. Then here's the and what was it with him again? It was some the weird military connections and Fort Meade. Was it Fort Meade?
Was it? I don't remember
Fort
that.
Meade. Was it Fort Meade? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Very strange. And but again, false flag. It's like, yeah, whatever. If it was in the country, they couldn't have used him in this way. Okay. But the point is not to go into that now about his motives or who he is or whatever. He should never have been in America. That's the point, right?
Yes.
But here we go. Here's, you know, more dead people because of diversity. And majority white people dead because of diversity, essentially.
Diversity kills, and it also burns down cities like Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Not
That's
that
right.
I really care about Los Angeles.
So going back since the other story that we started with was in the U.K., let's go back to the UK and talk about now some good things that Elon occasionally does. Now he's a Spurg and he's plant maybe. I don't even know. It's very strange, very untrustworthy and bizarre person. He's a very bizarre person, very strange.
He's autistic, probably. he's on some kind of spectrum.
I think it's like some robot or something. I don't know what it is. I'm going to go full schizo on this thing here.
But sometimes
he's
he gets
some weird,
right.
He's some weird android cloned automaton thing.
I told you I had a dream. He showed up in my dream. It was like 4 nights ago, and I was telling him about white identity, like why it mattered. I've been sleeping thinking about this.
Oh, gosh. I kind of hate it. Well, the fact is, Elon Musk is. I hate talking about him. Even I'm like tired of talking. But he
it's
does.
All I see every day now. Elon.
He does drive, and that's probably part of it too. To be honest, it's a little bit of this. I mentioned this to you before we kind of started here, but like, it's just it's a big circus now. It has been for some time. Let's be honest, but like, of just like, look at the, you know, kind of thing, and it's very. You know, it's important to keep up with things, I still think, right? You got to, at least from our point of view, right, we want to put this in context. You got to kind of ride a little bit of where the buzz is as a way to try to, appeal to new audiences and kind of have them see a little bit of a different perspective. And maybe this, you know, people are adjacent or around in these types of spheres. They come across your material, and et cetera. So I think that there's a function in it still. But there's so much of this now where... It's even like Trump's like Canada and Greenland stuff, right? It's ridiculous, right? But look at the news he created, and look at how quickly the H-1B visa thing that's gone now. Right? Like the whole Pegitas guy, like we had them on the run, you know, kind of thing. At least rhetorically, not literally. But anyway, and so this kind of keeps rolling and rolling. However. In all of that, I think that it's probably some genuine, like, just chaotic type of thing going on here with the Musk. Because then he all of a sudden, he brings up this... I know there's a pivot there, too, right? So it brings up the grooming gangs in the UK, but then it's all about Muslims all of a sudden, you know, kind of thing. Which is mostly true. Majority of them are Muslims, but it doesn't matter what religion they are.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter. There's others that were... other Asian countries, I believe, that were not Muslims, but the majority is. So it's not that's not a problem. And I don't have a problem criticizing Muslims, obviously, here as well. But you see that this becomes now about, well, therefore we have to get nationalistic parties in government, in power in Europe, and you know, around the West, so that they can like start siding with Israel against the Muslims, you know, kind of thing. And you feel that that's always been kind of the undercurrent there of sorts. You have Jewish activism helping to bring in migrants and you know, majority Muslims into the West. And then they're like, look, see, Muslims bad. Now go fight for Israel, goy, you know, kind of thing.
Well, he has been down the rape rabbit hole, though, noticing.
that's a term for you right there. Fort Dietrich. Was that what I was thinking? No, not Fort Meade. That's right. The rape rabbit hole, everybody.
I'm laughing, but this is some serious shit, you know.
Yes,
and he's posting it on his account, like, oh my gosh, look at this! This 12-year-old girl was raped, and the Syrian walks, and this girl was gang raped, and
That's a net positive, like, obviously, right?
And remember when we were losing our videos and our channels because we were pointing these things out ever many years ago? Mm-hmm. So I mean, it is good that this is being a little late.
Yeah.
But better.
Yeah, as long as the whole energy of that is not just diverted into, which of course is kind of happening, and that's why we're addressing it. And that's why, again, we're giving you that spin on it, that like, watch out here, because like, although that's a good thing, and this is kind of where the current is going, and the momentum is going in this direction, there's so many efforts here to like nudge and push and, no, over here, you know, and same thing with the AFD right now. It's all about Israel and securing Jews in Europe. It's like, do they even bring up Germans, like securing
ethnic
Germans?
Ethnic.
I mean, I know that's obviously kind of baked into the cake of an AFD. But again, it's like with Trump. The fact that that's not mentioned is a vital flaw in the whole. Like, if you can't even appeal to your own people, you're supposedly your nationalistic, you know, patriotic organization or political party in this case are supposed to represent, but you can't even address them directly. That's a problem. You know what I mean? Anyway, so the New Yorker here, Elon Musk, the world's richest man. And it's just kind of like, okay. okay. He has power with that.
Oh, how dare he be fixated on children who are being raped and abused. Oh, I know.
It's like thereby he's discredited.
You have all this money and you can do whatever you want, and you're looking at this little petty thing over here of, you know, European women and children getting raped. It's like it's beneath them or something, you know?
I think Rothschilds are objectively richer than, wealthier than Musk. But anyway, Elon Musk, the world's richest man, so, you know, discredited, has become fixated on a child sexual exploitation in deindustrialized English towns.
Does that mean diverse areas where the towns are ruined?
In deindustrialized English towns.
That's like decolonized.
Well, guess what? They have a new industry, and it's raping white girls, okay? Much of which took place more than a decade ago.
As soon as you read this to me, I was like, oh,
what
okay.
What is he after?
We hear about slavery nonstop. How many hundreds of years ago was that? But
we can't talk about
something major that there was no justice ever brought to these children who were raped and exploited by these invading foreign men, but we can't talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, they just published something on this, I think, too, by the way. Oh, colonial powers, you know, the British Empire. What a big problem. That's long gone. Was there one more of those? Maybe that was in, Musk's posts on X are worse than the rape gangs.
Yeah, well, the New Yorker sucks. Remember
it does.
They did a one-page spread on me, trashing me in the New Yorker. I learned about it because friends saw it.
They're reading the New Yorker? What kind of friends are you?
It's free.
Put on the red glasses.
It's free or is available somewhere. They're flipping through it. I don't know.
What kind of friend are you? what else was it here? Anyway, of course. On and on about slavery. White people did this 326 years ago. You know what I mean?
And it didn't even happen.
Well,
story.
This is a decade. It's actually
Holocaust?
Happening. I know. It's happening. You know, it's happening now. We'll talk about that. But look. Dick Face is back. Hamza Yousaf. And this has been a narrative. Now, don't let this fool you. This is the other thing I want to mention about this, too. Elon Musk, he has all the right enemies, and it's easy to kind of I feel that too. I'm swept up with it in that, right? The media is largely discredited. I think that's a done deal. They do hold some power. I'm not going to say that it's completely irrelevant, but as a mouthpiece of the establishment, they've been vehemently discredited. And that's why you've seen like the, you know, AI tech bros and stuff like that. They didn't really have much media power per se. Musk holds media power now, right? Being, he even has this line, like, we are the media now. And that's partially true,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And he certainly is. Look at how he's influenced. But, you know, he also paid $44 billion for it. So, you know, that was a...
$44 million. You said billion.
$44 billion.
It was billion?
Yes.
Was it billion?
It wasn't 44 billion. Million. No way, 44 billion. He paid billions to get to attain Twitter, to turn it into to X. Well, speaking of turds, here he is, right? After he fanned the flames of racial division in the UK last summer, I think the raping brown people, they were the ones who emphasized the racial division in the
whom's
UK.
Whom's Yousef saying that Scotland is too white? I think you've done a little bit of that yourself, haven't you? Whom's my buddy?
He says,
called the Scottish police on my videos. Yeah. Do something about this.
Hello. I can't. How do you do a packy Scottish accent?
I love it so much that he watched the videos that I made trashing him. He was watching and just shock and horror. I just love it.
Whomsire says, I warned that he was one of the most dangerous men on the planet. Well, he won't be on the planet for that longer, much longer, right? Has he gotten his Mars trillions yet, or is it no? Is it? I think why he wants to bring in the Pajits, by the way.
Yeah, how old
free
is he?
Free more Musk? Resources, more people. That I think that's part of it. Musk still has that, like,
and
no,
the transhuman stuff. Too.
Transhuman stuff, but like, don't depopulate now, or like, don't drop now because the GDP will go down. You know?
Okay, he's only 53.
So. I was going to say 55, but yeah. He, in other words, more people, more fiat, more, just pump it out as much as possible now. And then he'll take off for Mars and build some Elysium thing or something. For his AI tech bros.
It seems like he's PayPal trying. Mafia. It seems like it's basically a movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that we shouldn't do that stuff, but we kind of have more pressing issues here, like, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, armed with billions and driven by hatred. Yeah. And it's always that. But all the other, like, the Rothschild family is fine, and the Soroses is fine, and I mean, the Carnegies are fine, or I mean, the Schiffs are fine, the Warburgs are fine,
one
the
billionaire
banking families are
kind
fine.
Kind of defending white people, and it's just like, he just loses it.
The Larry Finkelsteins are fine, like all those people,
basically
mega
every
wealthy.
Other billionaire you can think of.
Exactly. So Lana. White, armed with billions and driven by hatred, it's time we confront Musk's hateful rhetoric, not pandering to it. How long is this? 2 minutes. Can we bear it?
Elon Musk needs to be stopped.
And how are you going to do that, Jeet?
This isn't just about one tweet or one individual. It's about a pattern that we are seeing globally. Powerful individuals with massive platforms are amplifying harmful rhetoric. They're normalizing prejudice. And all to create
this old line again.
The spread of disinformation.
What is he doing now? He's just... Is it the Humza Yousef show? Is that what he's doing, a podcast now? Or what is it? Why is he...
trying to stay
relevant.
How
is this relevant to anyone, really?
He's basically... he's just a social justice warrior now.
Last summer, after he fanned the flames of racial intolerance here in the UK, I warned that Elon Musk...
Stabbing three little girls is not, you know, by this migrant. That's not...
It's impossible for this guy to admit that any of his guys ever do anything wrong. I've never heard him ever admit.
Again, I think that's because he sees that as that's winning. That's doing the right thing, basically. That's what he sees. He thinks this is great. And so let's just not address the violence from the other side and just whine on white people.
Was one of the most dangerous men on the planet.
Ooh.
Everything. Everything that he has done since then has only reinforced that view. Not only has he used his vast
horrible shot here
to muscle his way into the White House.
That's like yours behind the computer.
Oh, when I was speaking, exactly, that was two shows ago, I couldn't... Yeah, but it's very odd. Like, and what is it with that side shot they do now?
It's awful.
Become popular.
Most people have a horrible profile. It's like so
women walking and talking on TikTok is just it's just sit down. Sit on a chair in the kitchen.
You can see how chubby he is.
What's that? Okay, let's keep going.
He's now attempting to subvert democracy by trying to overthrow the democratically elected Prime Minister of the UK. But what's motivating Musk?
Wasn't just like he was not elected. Starmer was. Am I wrong? Did he actually win the election?
Was he Starmer? No, I think he was just placed there. Yeah, right? I don't remember him winning an election. No, this guy.
Incorrect on that? My memory may be misserving me here, but just I think like he was guy. Positioned there. Who was it before that quit? I mean, Boris Johnson, that's Tories, right? So now is Labour in. Maybe they did win the election. Who the hell stepped down? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever.
It's his far-right sympathies, driven by anti-Muslim hatred, that seem to be the driving force for the world's wealthiest man.
Good!
He supports Tommy Robinson, a man who's called Islam a violent fascist ideology.
Oh my God.
Musk supports Geert Wilders, who has called for the Quran to be banned.
All Zionist, all controlled ops in some kind of way to divert nationalism into Zionist. So this is how they play. This is the
Look,
charade
buddy,
of the thing.
We don't like these Zionists, but we don't like you either. So we want you all to go. That's this needs to happen. Okay.
Yeah, the reason why it's a kabuki theater then, and a very dangerous one at that, because it's if it actually goes to its full fruition, then it's just basically that's kind of why you see some of that crusader. Playing on that. You kind of have Hegg Seth in the U.S. kind of playing on that as well, right? Oh, let's free Jerusalem, kind of thing. It's like while your own while your countries are burning. And I mean, sure, that wasn't maybe the case during the first Crusades or whatever. But now, certainly, there is like... And furthermore, you can deport Muslims all you want, but if you don't... the Muslims didn't import themselves. They didn't just bring themselves to our countries one day. And it was activists, primarily and disproportionately Jewish activists, that changed the morality or the mentality in most of our countries. And they did that through movies and TV shows and academics and academia, debate articles and TV shows and things like this. And over time, of course, they helped then to let all these people in. If you don't deal with them and deport the root cause, they'll just do it again. So that's why Geert Wilders is just a... Let's just deal with the symptoms of the disease and not the root of the disease, and then the disease will eventually come back.
Remember, his wife is Jewish, so he's got a dog in the fight.
That. So this is kind of how they play that game. Like, oh, here's the bad guy, here's the liberal idiot, which of course and then here's your right wing option, supposed right wing, and it's the same with the AfD, and it's the same with the Sweden Democrats, and so many of these other parties. It's the same with.
But you notice how Humza, though, he never brings up their Zionism or Jews. They still don't. And none of these Muslims do. They never actually go after Jews.
No, of course not. No, that's not
that
the
problem. Supposedly
well,
hate them.
They wouldn't be in our countries if it wasn't for Jewish activism.
I wonder if he actually knows that.
I'm not sure. Yeah, thank you for the update here. Starmer won with a crooked voting system where Labour gets a supermajority with around 33% of the total vote. So there was a vote after all. Okay, yeah. I mean, it was kind of conservative party. Now the Conservatives are going to come back with that, the black woman, Badenoch, or whatever his name is.
And comparing it to Hitler's Mein Kampf. And he supports the...
it's just no one... No one can get this right but me, okay?
Yeah, I mean...
No one gets it, all right?
It's a bunch of...
I hate to be that guy, but come on, the bar is so low here.
Inaccurate slop here.
FD in Germany. A party who had an entire chapter of their manifesto titled...
Why are we watching this again?
Islam does not belong...
Because he's upset with Elon Musk. Again, I mean, yes, they've said, we have to ban Musk, we have to shut him down, you silence him, whatever. But anyway, he goes on about the AfD, which we'll roll around to later as well. But yeah, I guess that's it in a way. But here's the grooming gangs, going back to that then. Grooming gangs, specialist task force arrests hundreds in first year, which is then last year, but it means in the rape rabbit hole, which is these endless.
Yeah, that didn't sound good, did it?
With endless, gang rapes by these, you know, invaders. In season 2024 to 2025, this is still continuing to this day.
Of course, right? Because nothing happened, right? There was no justice.
Yeah, there was
so
another
like,
one.
Oh, or they get a slap, you know, slap on the wrist, and they're like, all right, boys, let's go again. Round two and mm-hmm. three and four and five.
Nothing happened, right? So they covered it up. And in fact, I didn't even bring some of those things in now, but as a reminder again, Labor helped to crush this vote to do a new inquiry into the grooming gangs, right? Mm. And it was this one screenshot, I forgot who the woman was, but it was some liberal Labor Party politician. She was like laughing and grinning, like she just, you saw she like utterly enjoyed the fact that this was like, no, we're going to drop it kind of thing. And then they wonder so why evil. People are get angry, right? They poke and poke and poke, and then like someone, you know, you get a Southport, a reaction to that. And then they're like, what do you, look, they're attacking. You've been attacking the British native population for decades now by importing bioweapons and letting them run free and the complete lawlessness. And then you do a social media post. I just put up one article Wednesday. A guy got 7 years in prison for starting a Telegram channel. Oh, this was inciting violence, you see, you know, because after the South Pole riots.
Or the teenager who live streamed some of it, right?
Yeah, there's cases one. Like that. It just continued. And again, oh, you're going back. Oh, my mental health issues, being, you know, being in your countries. Yeah. Remember Charlene Downs? She was murdered and minced into kebabs by a Blackpool grooming gang. Okay. There was reports that the, quote, kebab tasted funny out of this one joint they had over there.
Yeah, and the anti-whites will be like, hey, well, there's no evidence. There's no proof for that. Her body was never found, okay?
You know they do stuff like that. You know they do stuff like
they
that.
They're caught talking about these things.
They're not animals, because animals don't behave that way. They're some kind of
monster.
Demon or something. Yeah, you know, yeah, monsters. Okay. So there's that. So, yeah, so obviously this is continuing. It's not over. And I guess before we go to the mulatto pimp who's going to save the UK here, why don't we listen to a clip by Jonathan Bowden talking about this demographic situation in the UK.
But deep down, there's a great disquiet in all of our people about the radical and manifest changes that are happening. They look around and they think, what's it going to be like in 50 years? In 100 years? In 150 years, which will be reduced to a third of the population, to 20% in 180 years' time? What will happen to our culture then, when we have to play the minority game, that if anyone makes the slightest tangential criticism of us, we stick up our hand and say they're incorrect, we want redress, and this sort of thing. We have to play all those games in our own country. That's ours, now and in the past and into the future.
That's right.
Why people need to start getting serious about this. Very, very
Bowden.
Serious. We might need to put him in the intro then, huh?
Yeah, we could do. Yeah, absolutely. We can swap that out. I did put Mr. Titty Bill Gates in there with his mask on. And globalism as opposed to socialism. But anyway, okay. So
nationalism for white people.
And by the way, I saw
that's what we need.
I saw this one because of BBC. You know, cover up and grooming gangs is not. And of course, I show the headline Wednesday, but like, you know, it's not in the public's interest. They said back in 2022 or 2020, investigating these grooming gangs is not in the public's interest. You see, no one wants to really find out
and stoke racism. I remember that too.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of police chiefs and, you know, people who you know, have power on the inside in the establishment in Britain who are like. No, we can't say anything about this. In fact, I had even, remember there was a police chief, I should have brought in the clip, but to paraphrase him, he was basically saying he had to approach these imams and ask for permission to arrest members of their community.
Who's in control of who here?
Exactly, yeah.
Whose country is this?
You can't deal with
no.
it in this way.
No.
It will not be solved.
Yeah.
You know, but so baked into the, you do have this thing that like, Yeah, the current order is coming apart, but that doesn't mean what's coming in its wake is much better. It's slightly better on some issues, and it's good that it's going in that direction. But yeah, the liberal international order, and baked into that cake is wokeness and, you know, DEI and things like that. Doesn't mean that's over. It doesn't mean that they've given up. It means that they're either like saying, okay, we can't defeat them, so let's join them and alter it and rot it from the inside, which is, I think, kind of happening with the AI tech bros, that
different
the PayPal
tactic.
Mafia type guys, right? That's happening, you know, with the Trump. And then, of course, you have the, that's not even talking about the Jewish involvement, the Jewish billionaires like Miriam Adelson. Of course, previously it was her husband, Sheldon Adelson, donating hundreds of millions to Trump's campaign in order to basically get favors on behalf of Israel and Zionist interests. And of course, he might be already ideologically aligned with those things anyway. But of course, it doesn't hurt to give him extra $100 billion to then tell him, hey, do this and do that. Musk did the same thing, of course, and a lot of the AI guys stepped in too. And that now they're getting positions of power within the coming administration. But yeah, the global progressive movement, as Wall Street Journal and The Economist saying here, that is over. But I'm just saying, and we should celebrate that, and that's good. But watch out what's coming in its wake, because they might, that doesn't mean it's something better.
And already a lot of the damage has been done because the virus has been spread in the mind of all these anti-whites, these non-whites who are still thinking about all these things. So in our mind, it may have collapsed. We see the future of kind of where this is going. They're ditching this. They're picking something else up. But for all the minions out there, it's still alive and well, right? Their DAI initiatives, right? As we'll get into later, like what's happening in LA. All these black lesbians put in place. Like, DAI isn't over in their mind, right? It's
still
diversity, equity, inclusion. So it's still going to take many years for that to unravel, if it even will at all.
And
that
again,
virus is out there.
My argument is, and that's not even the root of the problem.
No.
The problem is those who
it's like
promoted,
a pesky, annoying, you know, mosquito in your face all the time.
Yeah, that's someone promoted DEI. Someone altered our mindset from basically being healthy, ethnocentric, overall, you know, white Europeans, whoever we are, the European diaspora around the world, to like, yeah, this is our nation, we're standing up. All of a sudden, it's like, no, let's concede on this replacement thing, and that somehow it's morally correct to make ourselves a minority in our own countries. Even the, you know, even colonies of Europe, right, like America, like South Africa, like Australia, New Zealand, etc. There's others, right? But anyway, speaking of the BBC, that whole establishment, they've been coming up for people like Jimmy Savile forever.
Yeah.
Pedophiles. These are they're pedophiles.
I mean, look at the guy.
And by the way,
this is obvious.
This is a clip where he takes a kid to Jerusalem. By the way, Israel, an Israel trip. I didn't see the whole thing. It's like 8 minutes. Look at this. Look at this clown. Holy shit. I mean, if there ever was a more obvious. And by the way, too,
that's obvious.
The other thing with the Muslim rape gangs and stuff. You know, first of all, they don't understand per capita, so there's that problem, right? But then they're like, oh, well, there's white rapists. And my argument is like,
justify it.
Well, exactly. So why would we import more of them from brown countries where this is literally their culture in many regards? And this is how they treat their own and their kids and stuff like that.
It's not an excuse.
We have issues. But that doesn't. Therefore, let's upend civilization and terminate our existence then. Because there happen to be some white criminals that are also like deserves the rope, you know?
No, and we hate them, too.
Well, indeed.
Their time will come also.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is a side issue. But yeah, it was like an 8-minute clip of him like touching this little boy here in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem. Anyway, we'll watch that at some point. But here's...
In those very short shorts.
Very tight shorts.
The kid just looks uncomfortable, too. It's, what is
Jimmy
going on
Savile
there?
In hot pants. How about that? Okay. All right, I got to take that off the screen. We'll go to something much better. I'm just joking. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, back to the mulatto pimp.
This is more just to kind of laugh at. Like, I just saw this. I was like, is this a joke? This looks like something out of South Park or something. Yeah, your favorite mulatto pimp here, Andrew Tate. He wants to be the UK Prime Minister.
This is great.
We'll just play a few minutes of this and a couple other clips of his bruv party.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United Kingdom, my name is Andrew Tate. I'm the leader of the Bruv Party.
No,
right there. I was like, I can't fucking take this seriously. Oh, sorry.
No.
I can't take this seriously.
No, you don't have to say sorry. But, yeah, that's, yep. So let's just, okay. We're going to listen.
You're not even going to let 7 seconds in. You didn't even say anything yet.
This is six minutes and 43 seconds.
Come on, bro.
Okay?
Yeah, but we're only going to listen to
I can't. I can't.
Only listen to a couple minutes.
What I want to say is, here you have, okay, so it's a mixed race guy. Was he raised in the U.S., right, with a black American
father? Yeah, first
10
years of his life, his black dad, probably the one and only black chess champion I've ever heard of.
Well, he learned Russian in like 2 days. Did you hear that?
Super, super, duper
smart.
Super
smart, yeah. Total just Mensa big brain.
Yeah, but things went bad there, and then his mom moved, the white mom, right, English
moved
mom.
Moved back to the U.K.
Moved him to the U.K., and then what, he got his start like doing some kickboxing
MMA or
whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then what really got him rich, as he says, I'm extremely rich in this video, is he had a sleazy webcam business where he had at least 75 plus European girls cam whoring for him.
Yep.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind that this mulatto pimp, raised in America, a Muslim, pornographer, hustler slash whatever, is not what the UK needs, okay?
Well, and also I want to point, it's like, you know, fine, you can live somewhere else for a while. I'm not saying that, but it's this. What I'm saying is like, this is like a cloaca, was it gentilium? What was the term again? Oh my gosh, I'm butchering that. James Madison, right? He'd coined the term. Anyway, what I'm saying is it's like a ruthless cosmopolitan, right? Like he's U.S. and U.K. and then lives in Romania. Excuse me. I'm so angry. I'm hitting the mic here now. Romania, right? Like, it's just like this this globetrotter mixed race Kalergimat who's going to like, I'm going to fit. It's so, what was this?
And
what
even
was the
all
comment
of that, thinking
said?
Of even all of that. Okay. Like there's some things. Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. But he's a total sleazeball.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. God.
Yeah, but he was arrested this time, by the way. So that must mean he's legit because they try to get him. Yeah, they've done that 3 times and let him go every time. That doesn't boost his, you know, kind of credibility within a establishment that already is highly discredited. And there's no one in the ranks who can say, you know what? Can we pivot and use the discreditation to actually boost artificial popularity among people like this?
This guy's not getting in. He just wants to be seen. Anyway, can we just have a laugh here and just play?
All right.
Restoring underlying values, and I'm here to introduce myself to you as the only hope and chance for the once Great Britain to repair itself from the eternal decline we're unfortunately being subjected to.
Is he even taking this seriously?
I'm extremely rich and very successful. And although this has not brought me much happiness or any new friends, it has certainly increased the variety and capability of my enemies. They have locked me in Romania for over
this
3 years.
Too.
The UK Foreign Office instructed the Romanians to do exactly this.
It's old
on
Britannia
false charges,
in the background there.
Charges that even Romanian courts now are admitting were completely fabricated.
Because when I think England, I think mulatto, pimp, Muslim, you know?
That's the new one.
He's totally going to save white people in England. He doesn't even bring up white replacement.
Is it AI? Is it?
No, I went and looked at his. Yeah.
Well, it's another. These are influencers, right? And their job and also their net worth is when they're in the news, right? What did he say now? You know, kind of thing. And this circus just keeps rolling on. And yes, I know we're covering it, but it's funny. So.
It's hilarious. I don't know if he means for it to be hilarious, but I find it hilarious.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's.
I'm like, does he even take himself seriously here? This whole thing, just the background, the music, it's just like, it's comedy, you know?
My influence. And they fear my influence because the United Kingdom has been hijacked by Satanists who have absolutely no concern for the people they are supposed to work for. They work for big banking interests and they ignore their constituents absolutely. There is currently nobody within the political class which will do the things which are necessary to repair our once great country. There is no reason for a city with a legacy like London to be running with blood and for drugs to constantly be found on our streets. There is no reason for a country like Great Britain that once had the most formidable navy on the planet to be endlessly invaded, incapable of defending its own borders. The decisions that our rulers are currently making are not accidental, and I no longer believe it is incompetence. It is simply malice. They are deliberately trying to destroy our society.
Yes, Andrew, yes.
I mean, he knows about replacement.
He knows about it. He
stood up
mention
for white
that,
people occasionally, and you know, he's criticized Jews. Right?
Yeah, well, oh yeah, yeah. No, that's what I mean. There's things I agree with, but him as a person and his life and all the filth that surrounds him. Mm. No, thank you. Hard pass. I feel like he's trying to be a version of Nayib Bukele too, but he's not.
Oh, El Salvador's president.
Yeah, I don't know. I get some of that.
It is idiocracy. It's Camacho was his name again. That's what it is. You know, I mean, in a Kalergi British rapper, I guess. Not that kind of rapper, but a rapper.
So we could look at the other links. I'm not going to listen to 6 minutes of this.
It's funny the BRICS news links it up to because it's like, you know. All right. Anyway. That's a multi-dimensional aspect. I have to quit going to the that's that aspect too.
Look at this picture. It is official. The votes have been counted. I'm the Prime Minister of the UK.
That's the when I'm on the can face.
I mean, certainly
face.
You're just trolling. I haven't been able to go in 3 days face.
And I'm trying real hard right now behind the podium. Yes. All right. Anyway. Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's so bad. It's just like, what was it? What was the comment? Maybe you do have it in there, but like, what was it? The only hope for Britain now is it's a mulatto pimp. Like, that's what does that say about the other guys?
Mulatto running? Muslim pimp pornographer.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it also shows you, I think, I mean, it could be, I'm not saying he has been approached by the establishment in this case and say, hey, Andrew, you should run.
Oh, no, this is just some big.
Yeah, no, of course.
PR stunt.
But it's also what I'm saying within the system as it exists, it serves a very important function, which is to keep people engaged in the, you know, because, you know, as you look at the situation with everything and the endless letdowns, and I think we've waited now for 20 years at least, right? I mean, some people far longer than that, but we've waited for a political solution, right? We've waited for a top-down, here's a leader, and he's going to fix
our
the problems.
Okay, Henry?
But I'm saying this perfect. Is... The circus engages you, or you know, whoever. He's not going to win. Obviously, nothing's going to happen. But I'm saying, do you see what I'm saying? Like it engages people, you know, politically, and keep thinking this is somehow relevant. Even you know,
I think it's also a stunt to get your ideas out, to get seen. When did this really start happening? Like around Trump era, 2016. You know, different people would run that were controversial, and they would get attention. Right? You knew they were never going to get in, but there was focus on them. Right?
Yeah.
And they could at least get out some ideas, or you know, trigger the media.
Yeah. So he does stunts like this to maintain relevant and stay in the news, and you know, make jokes out of everything and stuff. And so, yeah, it's, I mean,
clip, he says he's one of the most famous and richest people in the world.
Didn't even say that already?
No, this is the other one. Right, that was, I'm extremely rich and successful.
All right.
The party in the UK, a brief comment on that.
Yeah, UK politics is an absolute mess. Everyone's lost interest because the two sides at the same point. It's completely corrupt garbage and nobody understands anything. I grew up in Luton. I grew up on the streets. I grew up amongst the knife crime. I grew up amongst the drugs. I grew up amongst the problems. Now I'm one of the most successful and famous people on the planet, and I know I can fix it because I'm more competent than all of these clowns. The chance of me becoming UK Prime Minister within the next 10 years is somewhere near 100% because I'm one of the most well-known people on the planet who can self-fund, and everybody understands that even if you don't like me, I get things done. I will be the next UK Prime Minister. I guarantee that there is a timeline.
The problem is not Tate. The problem is that there's reporters there taking this seriously. That is the problem.
I don't think they take it seriously. Yeah. They're just like, this is some kind of shock value to report on, you know?
Yeah, but then it's...
they're like, that guy's not getting in.
All right. right.
He's one of the most well-known people on the planet. Go on. It's a 1 minute, 37 seconds.
Now everybody is going to live in. Every single person watching this video at some point in the future is going to watch me become the Prime Minister of the UK. And I will fix every single problem. I've laid out how I'm going to do it. You can go to votebrov.co.uk and you will see exactly how I'll
Big
fix
H
all the
couldn't,
issues.
But this guy will.
I mean, he, together with a bunch of other influencers, this is constantly what they do also, right? Just to stay relevant, just keep pushing these issues, and then, you know, nothing actually gets done. And not that it will. Ultimately, I think it's good as well, because it does help, you know, in a weird way here then. I kind of welcome it, right? Like, just turn it into a total shit show so that people finally just give up and walk away from it. You know what I mean? I mean, he probably has some fanboys that, like, think this is real, and they're like, yay, finally, you know, it will happen.
They just hang, cling around him because he's rich and always around all these chicks, right? They're hoping to get some slop.
He's obviously had a redemption arc a little bit of sort, but Carl Benjamin is a similar example. Remember when he ran Sargon of Akkad, right? Remember that? He's certainly gotten better on a lot of issues, to his credit. And, of course, he's more or less come mostly to the side of people like us. You know what I mean? After fighting these people for, like...
He fought so hard.
Oh, I know, yeah. What was it?
Okay, keep going.
Oh, okay.
Leave it, Romanian.
A previously once great nation. The UK was the greatest nation in the world. We ruled the seas. And it has fallen and failed in the fight of this eternal wokeness, garbage, feminism crap. And
it's
I'm going to fix all
the woke.
Women
would vote for you?
Women have voted for me every single night of my life since I was 16 years old, sir, because my house is full of them. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, they're cam-whoring second floor.
That's the trad life right there.
That's the thing. And then I go into his and his plan here, his underlying values. And one of the things that he criticized was BBC putting out reports of pornographic content. It's like, bruv, that's how you got rich. And then one thing, okay, he's not mentioning replacement of, you know, white Europeans, of course, but he does say restoring British culture and identity, cap non-British residents at 10% of the population to maintain cultural balance. I think 10% is still far too high, in my opinion, at this point.
The AI stock images, this is very low. A lot of effort and time has gone into this, let me tell you. All right.
Anyway. All right, what do you think, guys? Is he going to win?
We've had enough of this joke. For him? Yeah, let's stop talking about him. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, totally irrelevant. But it's funny.
It's funny.
All right. But anyway, speaking of deportation of guys like Tate, I guess, Canada is ready. Nearly half of Canadians favor mass deportations. And 65% think there are too many immigrants. And I think even that it's so bad that even the immigrants are now, like, favoring that. Because they're like, well, I'm in. Things are going to shit. Let's pull up the ladder. let's not
even
let the others in.
Even are like, are you trying to jeep me? You know, even they're getting it'll be competitive Canada and fighting for the jobs.
Bloody. Fuck you, bloody.
Yeah, that's what it'll much. Be.
Okay, Canadians' views are hardening on regular immigrants. Regular? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean regular immigrants? It's the not the illegals, but the legal ones? Is that what they mean by that? Just say legal immigrants then, if that's what they mean. I'm not even sure.
Well, we have a problem with those too, okay?
Who have been blamed for increasing housing costs and employment challenges. Yeah.
That's
you
true.
Think Canadians, white Canadians, as there is in America, as in many European countries... Yeah, these people come in and they serve the capitalist interest by driving down the wages. They can live in smaller houses together. It's just a bunch of guys. They can work around the clock. This is one of the issues with the visas and all that too, right? Then they won't complain on working more hours for less pay. They're not going to ask for days off because they know they could be flinged to the side immediately and stuff like that. So, that is happening. We know people directly that are displaced by, you know, Pajits being just in numerical value around many of these jobs. Remember, isn't that what they said? Was it over the manufacturing jobs, the whole learn to code thing?
That's right.
Popped up, and then, like, they learned to code, and then, like, ha-ha, we're going to bring in the Pajits now.
Yep.
And we're going to undermine you. We're going to undercut
you. Just heard from a good friend that happened. Got laid off. This company went under. Mm-hmm. And now he's out in the workforce having to compete, you know, get back in. And he's competing against a billion Pajits. Mm. are willing to do it for cheaper because they don't have a family and all the other obligations that we Americans have had for decades. The mortgages and everything else, right?
That's, what is it, the white privilege. Let me take this from Derek Sharisker here on Odyssey. I think you have a couple of interview, Lana. AFD are successful because they are controlled opposition. Yeah, it's an old story. Everywhere in Europe, they use influencers to attract new voters. Nevertheless, the results won't be communists or conservatives, but NS and fascists. Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's like you have to have something outside of that spectrum that they're offering you. Essentially, they are afraid of an actual opposition forming, and that's why they have to keep giving you
controlled opposition.
You know, plenty of cheese with rat poison in it, essentially. Mm-hmm. Enough substance, enough words that sound good, enough like, kind of, oh, look at this. But anyway, yeah, we'll get into it here as we talk about AFD more in just a moment here.
Joni, thank you so much. Hi, Joni. Hello, Henrik and Lana. Wanted to send a little support today. I hope you have snow up there. We do.
We do.
It's been snowing earlier right now. We've been getting snow all week here. I love it. Mike and I wish you all the best as always. God bless Mike and Joni. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for your support, guys. We really
appreciate it. And I know you guys are out in the wilderness there. It's awesome. It's really nice.
I got to deal with it. Look at the glare. I can see myself in the window there. So you see
the purple lights.
But that's a live show.
It's like a gateway. It's a vortex in our yard. Yeah. Charles Turner Jr. says, my sister is visiting me for a few days. We went hiking earlier today, then stopped by Costco. My sister likes, you know, we see the demographics when you go to Costco or Walmart. My sister likes what she has seen in Idaho so far. Boise, Payette, is it Payette? Payette Mountain Home, Twin Falls. She lives just east of Seattle. And we agree that it's great. There are no Pajits here. Too many near Seattle. Yeah. They're everywhere, man.
Yep.
Everywhere.
It's a billion of them, man. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. Glad she likes it. Okay, so here is a little interesting advertisement here. Before we'll talk about AFD in just a moment, but I did see this, and it was kind of funny. It's apparently it's Pakistan International Airlines. They're coming. we're coming, Paris. This is apparently real. I don't think this is Photoshop. Resuming flights between Islamabad and Paris from January 10, 2025. So that's today. Is this who approved this one?
Well, they're not the brightest, right?
Well, I thought Pakis are basically like they're Muslim Pajits, right?
Yeah, they're kind of dumber Indians, aren't they? More inbred Indians.
Ah, it's the same. More or less the same.
All I remember is when I was in India, you know, they hated Pakistanis and Pakistanis hate Indians. And they're basically bros. Bruvs.
Alu Akbar. And they're just straight into the Eiffel Tower.
Exactly.
But they've come already, haven't they? Yes. aren't they already here? haven't they arrived already? We don't need more flights from Islamabad. Let me tell you.
Is that like another? They're kind of letting you know it's going to be like a 9/11, but with the Eiffel Tower. Like one of their planes is going to hit the Eiffel Tower next. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah. What would that look like? I mean, it's a dink, and then like the top falls off.
Depends who built that plane. Because nowadays, with all the diversity at Boeing, you know,
it depends
on blow up before it gets here.
Depends on how much thermite the Jews have put in the tower beforehand.
And how many Jews are dancing.
Didn't that land? Exactly.
Dancing, I mean, watching across the way.
The dancing. I mean, it's so bad around the Eiffel Tower. I remember they had to install that glass wall, basically, to keep, like, migrant hordes and beggars and hustlers and grifters out, basically. And there's, like, attacks. There's no white people there. Remember there was some American white
girls
girl
get attacked.
That went there?
Yeah. The girls have been raped and sexually assaulted down.
What was that? Ficky? Or what was the term they use? Licky? I don't know. Something like that.
I mean, I thought it was bad when they had to put up that plexiglass type of thing so people wouldn't jump off the Eiffel Tower because people were suiciding themselves. So they had like this anti-suicide protection thing that they put on the top. But this other thing is a whole other level. Yes.
Don't fix society. Just put a net in. It's like the Foxconn iPhone plants in China. It's like the same thing.
Oh, yes, right.
Can we mount parachutes?
Work is so great. They're just killing themselves every day in China at these factories. Oh, man.
Yeah. Team Apple's AIDS factory over there. in China.
All right, okay. Let's talk about some lesbians, starting with AFT's
Lesbians Who Tech.
Alice,
oh, wait,
Alice
this, is the, this is the wrong one. Not adding the right
By the way, Henrik, earlier we talked about a Sri Lankan. Now, Alice Weidel's girlfriend, Sarah Bassard, was actually born in Sri Lanka. Her girlfriend is Sri Lankan.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. Yes. I wanted to show it again, but let's show it.
No, because we talked about Sri Lankan in the beginning. Disgusted how things were too white.
Yep, yeah. So here she is here with Sarah Manface Bassard right there. Alice Weidel, the main, what do they call them, chair, or whatever you want to call it, of Alternative for Deutschland. So she went on a Spaces here with Musk, and I can't recall if they did open up later on to like questions and stuff like that, or if it was, the whole thing was just Musk and her. But a number of fascinating takes here, which we got to go through in some kind of capacity. Which basically amounted to signaling against Nazis, because it's German, so they have to do that. And then basically just groveling to Israel and to Jews, right? That's our job. But let's begin with the Hitler comment. This is how that went off.
Adolf Hitler is right and conservative. He right. was exactly the opposite. He wasn't a conservative. He right. wasn't a libertarian. He was a communist, socialist, guy. Yeah. So, full stop, no more comment on that. And we are
moving on.
Exactly the opposite.
He was fighting communists.
We're exactly the opposite, she says there. We're not a leftish. That's what is that the pivot?
Libertarian conservative party. And see, look at this during the discussion of this terrible Hamas attack on Israel. Yeah. So only God. The leftish Palestinians,
leftish. I knew it was coming.
They criticize the policies here. So you have a deeply vested anti-Semitism within the leftish movement. And it was always that case. Why? And Adolf Hitler, he also played with that. He played with the envy of people. Jewish people have been highly educated, very cultivated, and they were successful. They were wealthy people back in Germany then. And then he enforced the envy of the population against these people. And it was a socialist measure taken against them. Look at Stalin. Look at the Soviet Union under Stalin.
Stalin,
the very same thing. So
yeah, it's the same. It's this the boomer logic horseshoe theory, mainstream conservative.
I remember being in junior high school and high school thinking these things. Like this is like junior high tier, you know. Like there isn't. It's very American too, also to believe that, to think that there's no difference between socialism and communism, that it's all the same thing. I used to think that years ago too when I was young. Oh, Hitler! Oh, he's a communist because he was a socialist, and that's just. Not true. I mean, plenty of us can argue how America is socialist. Look at how much taxes we pay for all these people. It's socialism. What degree of socialism is it? Right?
So yeah.
Are we going to call that communism also? Or do we live in a communist country?
Yeah, well, I mean, certain elements. Socialism is there as an underpinning of how our countries have transformed and how they did it. And, you know, you could argue maybe then they, I'm not sure that it's technically the correct term, but we were, I don't mean it socialized as in like a socio-psychological term, but like they over-socialized us. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's degrees.
Again, my experience personally being, you know, growing up in Sweden is like, yeah, socialism helped to ruin the country. Then conservatives came in and drove the final kind of nail in the coffin because there was no difference. There was no difference at the end of the day. You know, it's left or hard left or slightly less left or more left. You know, that's like your options, essentially. So there's no real opposition. So socialism, yes, it's a problem because it has roots, right? It's Marxism, Jewish Bolshevism. It's all kind of related, right? And you could argue maybe like the cultural Marxist rot that has taken hold in the West now dominates the mind even of capitalists. Or supposed conservatives, you could argue. So it's still at the root of a problem, but it's hardly like communism. Are there communists? Yeah, sure. But many of them don't hold that much sway. And it's neoliberalism, it's the, like the banking system, you know, like the Federal Reserve is, I mean, in one sense, when it comes to the U.S., that dynamic anyway. It's more important to discuss the Israeli lobby for you or whatever. It's like has more influence than like communism does right now, at least in its current, you know, configuration, I would argue. And it's not that you just have to say, oh, there's no, therefore there's no issues with that or somehow, because I've seen that too. The counter reaction is because conservatives shit on it, then some people are, you know, kind of contrarian. It's like, well, then that has to be the good thing we can go to. Mm-hmm. And it's this binary. I did some posts the other day where like coming down on conservatives who are complaining or thinking that like woke is over or whatever. But then these conservatives get angry because then they think then you're a Democrat, then you're a liberal. That's the only like, no, it's, I'm like, I'm shitting on all like, kind of thing. You know, it's a normie conservative that doesn't understand like, no, it's not strong enough. Like you're being complacent. You think that woke has gone away now. Like, no, it's far from over. Like now you have to hold your feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. You could argue these kinds of parties now, like, I mean, AfD is not in power yet. I understand that. I also understand that the entire system is trying to crush them, right? They're trying to outlaw them. They're trying to ban them. But it's this false, it creates this perception then among even nationalists, right? That then it must be good because they're trying to destroy them. Yeah. But the function of it, and I think Alex, the Fairman, he put it good. I took out his telegram here. They know that the AfD is going to win eventually, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. So now the goal is to make them cuck as hard as possible while maintaining the facade of nationalism, basically what they did to MAGA.
That was exactly what I got. When I heard her saying these things, I was like, it's like she's addressing the MAGA audience. She's talking to...
And in a way she was, right?
She's talking to Americans. Like, this is what they want to hear, and then they're getting more support, trying to win over, ultimately, probably Trump's support as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's possible.
We're not Hitler. We don't like his things. He was a communist, even though there's speeches where he's speaking out against communism. National socialism was folk-based. That's the opposite of communism. I mean, when did communism really care about their own people? I mean, really, ever? What did communism ever do to protect and provide for their own people?
Yeah, they provided for their party or whatever. Someone pulled out here. Actually, they
shared. Plus, it is mainly a Jewish operation anyway, so it's like... You mean, the opposite
communism?
Of what, opposite of what Big H was about.
Someone linked up your video there on nationalism, by the way. But they talked about the Autism Capital, which is like a Elon Musk fan account or whatever you want to call it. Hitler's definition of socialism. A socialist is one who serves the common good without giving up his individuality or personality or the product of his personal efficiency. Our adopted term, socialist, has nothing to do with Marxian socialism. Marxism is anti-property. True socialism is not. Marxism places no value on the individual or individual effort or efficiency. True socialism values the individual and encourages him in individual efficiency. At the same time, holding that his interests as an individual must be in cognizance. Is that what that word is? Cognizance? No,
I can't see where you are, actually.
With those of the community, together with those of your community, right? All great inventions, discoveries, achievements were first the product of an individual brain. It is charged against me that I am against property, that I am an atheist. Both charges are false. He apparently said that, right? And of course, there's other examples here. Let me see here. Zoomer historian. During the final months of the war, the Germans threw everything to the east to fight off the Asiatic hordes of communists, which was raping its way through German territory. It was the largest mass rape in history. The men and babies were killed, and when the horde was done with the women, they were mostly killed too. Read any of the accounts, they are harrowing. The rest of Germany was left to collapse as every man or boy headed east to save the women of Germany from their horrible fate. The Germans were always outnumbered, and most didn't make it back. They did all of this out of love for Germany, and they laid down their lives so women like Alice and her grifter bimbo friend Naomi, yeah, she's been, my God, anyway, could one day live. Do these men or their leaders sound like communists pissing on their graves? He says that. It's just factually incorrect, obviously. Yeah. But look, I get that to be, I guess, somewhat nuanced here. She has to watch what she says. I'm not looking for some big, revisionist argument from an Alice here. And I understand that they kind of have to do this. But there's no signs that, like, oh, they're just saying these kinds of things to, like, gloss it over, get into power, and then they'll actually start doing things that actually is good for Germany and Germans. There's nothing. Could there be slight improvements? Yeah, maybe. But there is enough worrying elements here where they are basically acting like a controlled opposition.
Exactly. I mean, the ideal thing would be, oh, okay, they're just playing it low-key or whatever. They get in and then they go hard. But instead, they're going to get in and just cuck hard, just like Trump, right? This should be his revenge term, but that's not what we're going to see.
No, unfortunately not, right? And that's still the role and the function of the establishment and the legacy media, is to go so hard and be so outlandish with the accusations against him. The correct response would be, fuck you, basically. I'm not going to answer your question. I have to reply to you, respond to you, like, to somehow you hold the moral. That's all you have to do. Just ignore it or whatever. This is what I stand for. This is what we're going to do. Say that. That's it, kind of thing. But unfortunately, that softens their message, and many of them, they still then bow, and they're desperate to show how they're not these bad people, kind of thing.
Well, and that's why they have a lesbian in charge too, right? Because
probably, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Otherwise she'd be wearing what was it, that pink triangle?
Oh, you mean that whole thing about the Nazi gay theory or what? Wasn't it the pink swastika?
The gays were labeled.
There are all kinds of these incredible Jewish inventions and fairy tales about what happened in Germany. He hypnotized everyone with his blue eyes. It was just a mass hypnosis thing. Yeah, it had nothing to do with the fact that, like, Germans were sick and fed up and being, raked over the coals by Marxists and, during the Weimar, era, essentially. But anyway.
I mean, the obvious question to ask Alice, and I haven't heard anyone ask her this, is do you care about ethnic Germans being replaced?
Right, yeah.
And what does your Sri Lankan wife have to say about it?
Your man-face wife. I am not a college dropout, and I will not allow myself to be called a Nazi. I am Alice Weidel. Recent clipper. You don't have to call yourself a Nazi, and it would technically, I think, be legal in Germany to call you a Nazi.
Yeah.
And I get that, and they have a hardcore... People do have to understand that, I don't want to seem... how do I put this? Out of reach or out of touch with, like, how bad it is in Germany, because I know how bad it is. I know how bad the programming is. I know that this is something... You just don't go there. You don't...
Yeah.
And if you do, you end up in jail like, Mr. Bond or, countless others that have, like, are open national socialist in Germany. That's illegal. So I'm not saying that, but there's you can have a better approach to this. They always bring up, I don't care about that right now. Right now it's about saving Germany and making sure that we, take control again and actually make sure that this remains a nation for the German people, kind of thing. Things like that.
What's wrong with that?
So here he is. She is on another comment regarding that. Because finally, Elon Musk interjected and said, because that's what we all want to know. What about Jews and Israel, though? Right? Because that's really the most important thing. At the end of the day, it really just boils down to that. Here's the clip.
For being dissatisfactory, but it's so complicated. And I want to give a prudent answer. And in case of Israel, I don't know how to resolve this conflict, to be honest.
I guess maybe another way to say it is, do you unequivocally support the existence of the State of Israel?
Ugh, yes, of course.
Okay, talking that's points. What people want to know.
Yeah. No, they want to know about Germany, dude.
Yeah, it's
they want to know about Germany. What the hell does Israel have to do with
this? Alternative for Israel? No, it's alternative for Germany, for the German people.
Oh,
but
my God.
At the end of the day, it's really just Israel that's the most important thing. Even to Elon, right? This speaks volumes about him and the way he delivered that.
I'm asking questions that maybe seem very obvious, but,
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Now I see why this question. No, absolutely.
He kind of sounds like a witchy old smoker when he laughs like that.
So we need to protect the existence of Israel. And we need to protect
not only the existence of
the state of Israel. I also think that Benjamin Netanyahu have made many mistakes in the past, to be honest. But we also need to take our responsibility as a German nation state to protect Jewish life, Jewish people in our country who are exposed right now to Muslim crime, right?
Ah.
So they are not safe here anymore.
Are Germans safe?
I don't know if you saw some videos here of the streets of Berlin. I'm right now in my office in Berlin, but like with all these demonstrations of the Palestinians here, Jew could not walk through the street anymore, right? And
So in other words, we have to fix Germany so that it can become safe for Jews again. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm not trying to be totally unreasonable and say that they don't have any interest in Germany at all. But the fact that at a time when grooming gangs in England, mass rape and stabbings and murders in Sweden, another terror attack on a Christmas market in Germany. This should not be an issue. This shouldn't even be they feel not safe in Germany. Go to Israel then.
Yeah, at least they have a place that they can go to.
You actually have a country. The German people do not have a backup country or a second home country to go to.
Yeah,
shouldn't be an issue.
No.
So anyway, the fact that it's just,
this Jew doesn't feel safe. Well, what about the Germans that don't feel safe walking around in Berlin?
Yep.
Why does it always have to come down to the Jews?
Yep. Well, it's because that's now nationalistic parties in Europe, unfortunately.
And then we've seen Jews come out and be like, oh, actually, I do support AfD. I thought it was a Hitler party, and now I've learned all these new facts, and they support Israel, and no, I support AfD now.
And then again, going back to that, but then they call them Nazis. So it almost gives the appearance among people who are nationalistic that like, okay, does that mean they're actually, because we know what that means now, right? They call them Nazi. That means, okay, the establishment hates them. That means they have to be good. It kind of serves that function as well. While at the same time, it serves the function of weakening their message and making sure that they're softening up and making sure that ultimately they are not actually becoming an actual threat.
No, because some good people within it.
I'm sure there were people who
know stuff, who are quiet about things, but then somehow this lesbian is now the front woman of it. Just go to Israel already. They were singing songs, Israel, Israel. Just move. Just leave.
They got to be...
They got to milk that cow till they get that last shekel, you know?
In Edom to help destroy the Edomites. You know, Esav. That's what this is. All right. Anyway, what was the other thing? Something else I was going to mention there. Okay, well, I can say this, and here she is at the... conference here at JAFD, Juden in der IAFD. There was some rumors
when I
hear here.
Juden, I just think a mustache man when I hear that word.
She
means something completely different to me when I.
I know some accusation that she's a Chabad member of Chabad Lubavitch. I don't know if that's true. I wouldn't be surprised if it's true, but I don't know. Anyway, there was a video here, a clip people linked up, and her talking about Israelis and Jewish issues and Nazis and all that kind of stuff, right? So this is how they do. So as Germany is hoping for an option or for someone who can take Germany out of this situation, it's orchestrated, manifested, constructed in such a way that it will be ultimately to the benefit of Israel, Jewish Zionist interest, and maybe even like at the end of the day, that if these parties come into political power, will they go to war with the Muslim world on behalf of Israel if and when something happens. Like, these are very, you know, I mean, these are, that's why, in a way, as bad as leftists are and all that stuff, and I want neither, obviously, but I'm saying that it could even be more, but on that question, it could be more dangerous to have some political power like this. And although, again, you know, playing all angles here, devil's advocate and stuff, it's also true that they know that the flow is going in this direction, and that so they have to jump on that train to co-opt it and take it down a different route continuously. And what we've seen so far, which I've been encouraged by, is when these kinds of things are exposed and stuff, people jump on that and they criticize it. They go after these, you know, as she said, conservatives, I guess, in a sense. That's how she sees herself, a libertarian conservative who's like remotely maybe pro, you know, German or whatever. But they jump on that and they try to steer it in a different direction. But a lot of people hold their feet to the fire. A lot of people do criticize them. It is exposed. And it I think still the general trend is that it's going in our direction.
Yeah, because at least if they can mass deport Muslims, I mean, that's a good thing too.
Sure. But then we have
We have to start there, and then we have to keep going.
I don't care what end you start. Yep.
That's not the end of it. So sure, we'll take that.
Of course. I mean, exactly. That doesn't. There's not going to be some Muslim European alliance against Zionist control or something. That's never going to happen. Like people tried that yet again.
It always fails miserably.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
It always goes anti-white in the end.
Yep, exactly. Did you add anyone in there too?
Yeah, well, the only good thing about, well, one good thing that I agreed with the third too is that she was calling out like vaccine deaths and who needs to take responsibility for that. Because I happen to see this too. Look, in Germany, and I fact checked it because I was like, this can't be true. You must be vaccinated against COVID before a euthanasia group will help you kill yourself. You want us to give you this injection so you can kill? First, we have to give you these other five injections that you'll probably die from first.
I was going to say, that is the assisted suicide.
That's what I said. I'm like, basically, it's the same thing either way. But it's just like, really? It's that important? You have to stick these people with these COVID jabs, like all of them, before they can kill themselves? This doesn't make any sense, but this is Germany now.
Yeah.
This is Germany. Nothing makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pretty bad, the situation, to be honest. But yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Okay, let me see here.
And you know, it's just white people who are doing this assisted suicide mostly.
Probably.
I'm sure.
Yeah, wonder what got them down. Maybe it's just walking out in the street and seeing no one but like brown people and no one like them anymore in their neighborhood and in their shops, their stores, or they go out to the mall or the restaurant or something, and maybe a concert. Look, I'm not trying to, of course, there's still white people around, but yeah, it's demoralizing, you know, being in some of these big cities in the West. How are we going to do this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But it's like the gates of the world. Like I said, the majority of the world is not white. So when those gates are open, they come flooding in, and it makes you a minority pretty quick.
But
how do we get them out?
I still don't think you can stop. I don't think you can stop it. And again, it's the evidence is that they are so afraid of it. So while they rig it, they still demonize it in order to soften the edges, in order to get it to cuck and get it to be in their hands entirely and stuff. And I just, you know, I mean, I never give up on your people. Never give up on your folk. You can never, that can never waver. You know, I mean, you have to have a steel resolve. Like, this is, we're going to sort this out. And it's, oh, there we go. And it's moving in our direction too, by the way. That's what I want to say. It's moving our direction, and they're terrified of that. They're absolutely terrified of it.
And part of that is moving beyond this right and left. And Hitler wasn't right wing. Okay, folk wing. Let's be the folk wing. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, who cares what wing of the bird is?
Whatever is good for our people is what we need to adopt and do. Yeah. I don't want to sit here and argue about definitions of
nomenclature.
Isms.
Yeah, let's get in.
Like, just get out of my face with that. Like, is it good for us or is it not?
That's it. Folk first. It's very simple.
You know, and
it's
Germany was doing something that was good for their people. And that's why they had to be stopped, right?
Yep,
showing the world that like it can be done.
Yeah.
With some willpower and some true unity and thinking about, you know, your people first.
Okay, so we got another development here, which is Haaretz actually have it on the right there, a story about It's not like, is this the same, or are we doing the same thing over again here now then?
Hitler's
heirs. Austria's anti-Semitic authoritarian far right is closing in on power. Austria is one of the expedient political decisions, away from a neo-fascist chancellor, Herbert Kickl, who leads a far-right party riddled with neo-Nazis, structural anti-Semitism, hatred for minorities, and open hostility for the rule of law. And I was kind of like, please, can this one be? Is there actually an opposition here? Right? Because this is FPÖ, right? And of course we had, it's funny, you had to search on Google FPÖ Austria, and the first result to come up is Israel. what's their view on Israel? I'm not even shitting you right now. It's putting that in Google. Am I right that this was, let me see here. Let me just do this live here. Yeah, Freedom Party, obviously. What was their younger leader called? Who was in there, and it was the same thing there. They were awful on Israel, and some people were like, no, this is, and I was like, I'm not going to get fooled again by this. Like, I'm not doing this. Yeah, it was founded by a former Nazi. It's the same thing they say about Sweden Democrats, right? Oh, well, there was Nazis in their party 50 decades ago. so therefore, kind of thing. What was the younger lad called that were heading it up for a while there? Yeah. I'm trying to find it now anyway. Yeah, although Jörg Haider, remember that guy? Jörg Haider, who actually was one of the good ones. Now, he died mysteriously, remember, in a car crash or something like that. I think they actually viewed him as an actual threat, and they took him out. Do they have anything?
Are you thinking about Sebastian Kurz? Well,
yeah, was that who he was? Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, exactly. He took over, and he was awful on the same thing with Israel. He was like, he was more like a Geert Wilders type. It felt like
they just cooked again.
So what I'm feeling is then, they're doing the same in Austria kind of thing now. So here's your award. Do you want your award now, or how many of the Felfertigen awards do you want? Like, we can cover you in them if you want. I mean, if that's what you're doing. Don't be that guy. Let's see what's happening. Maybe it's slightly better or whatever, and that's good, right?
But see, a lot of these people that fell for it, they don't even realize they were conned yet the first time. So now getting conned again the second time.
Yeah,
they didn't admit that they were conned. They don't have the consciousness to see that.
Ain't gonna get fooled again.
Remember? Fool me once. Shame on you.
It took him a while to say that.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
That's right. Yes. Can we just bring that guy back? It was a simpler time. Bring that guy back. Can we do the 9/11 thing again and do it right and stuff? anyway,
the Texan
don't
accent.
Get fooled again. I'm gonna. Can't fool me again. The man tipped to be Austria's next chancellor advocates remigration. What does it mean?
it means they go back, Jorge. Hey, that's what it means.
Ladies and gentlemen, journalists. Okay, what does it mean?
Retard Jorge. Means it's spelled out for him. Means you're going home, Jorge.
that's what it means. What do they mean by that? Because they can't do anything. Again, I mean, I hope it's right. I hope it's a Jörg Haider or whatever. That's this guy. But I don't know.
Chances are pretty slim.
Pretty slim. So the thing here, though, to remember, I think is it doesn't hurt if you have something that moves the discord forward.
Yes,
obviously. So
that's the good thing.
So that's fine. But we are never going to get a top-down solution. It's not going to happen, and nor do we want it to happen. Because if we get a top-down, as I've said before, if we get a top-down fix to our problems, they will just do it again.
Yeah.
We have to learn our lesson. We have to organize. We have to create institutions. We have to take power. And I don't just mean political power. A power in the sense that you can, like, you know, that you can wield a community and a collective will and a force of a sizable group. Maybe that eventually leads then to political power, right? Mm. But at the end of the day, like, we have to organize. We have to organize locally. We have to have chapters of this and that, and you have to have those communicating with each other. It has to be decentralized of sorts. But there is nothing wrong with having leadership and things. And we're trying. People are trying different solutions right now. Some people are, you know, buying up land and moving out there. Some people are forming activist groups. Some people are forming active clubs and they're training and they're thriving. Some people are focusing on building large families and doing that together with other people in the community and things like that, moving to areas that are predominantly white and keeping it that way. And yes, get active in local that doesn't hurt. But like this, here's this guy on the national scene that's going to come in and he's going to fix the problems.
No, that never works. And it's not long-lasting results.
Yeah.
Because it's like the people need to really understand. They need to really live it. It really needs to be in their being of like what they're fighting for and what this is about.
Yeah.
You know, and it starts with the little guys. Yep. It always does.
Yep. That's right. All right, you got a couple on Odyssey, I think.
I do. Sorry, guys. I'm sleeping on the job. Lars Agerbach. Oh, going back to the plane, the Eiffel Tower here. Mm-hmm. In 1994, the Algerian Islamic terrorist group GIA hijacked a plane with the purpose of crashing it into the Eiffel Tower. French anti-terrorist unit, GIGN, stormed the plane during a stopover in Marseille. All four terrorists and three passengers died. This is what the Pakistani travel agency is referencing. Probably.
Is that what it is?
I think there's some sync happening.
Oh,
here.
Weird.
Okay. Let's keep an eye.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for that history.
I love that you know this stuff.
I had no idea.
Odin says, hey, guys, happy to see you again. Sorry I missed the last stream. Love the hoodie. Henrik, I have that on my wedding ring. Awesome. Mm, nice. Yes, yep. Love. Take some money. Don't spend it all in one place.
Thank you.
You can buy a gallon of organic milk for that. Yes, thank you.
Yes, exactly.
Der Trusker says, by the way, Casa Pound are commemorating their fallen comrades, and the Jewish-controlled media is going crazy. Really? You have Frank De Silva. Let's see what that is.
I'm pulling that up here. Yeah, a demonstration in Rome outside historic headquarters of Italian socialist movements. In memory of three right-wing militants killed by left-wing terrorists in 1978. Mm-hmm. From Radio Genoa here.
Nice.
I like the echo. You can hear the echo. Yeah. After
the now we need sound like that. Millions of more arms going up around the country.
I think this is
millions and millions and millions of those hand salutes.
Millions of Romans will be thrown. It's funny though, because they get so triggered
all it
by
takes.
This.
They lose their mind.
You know, yeah.
Yep.
I think this is from a while ago. I remember seeing this clip wrong a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, because Radio Genoa, he resurfaces things.
Right? Yeah, but anyway, yeah. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. America? Question mark? Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah. Hey, Frank.
I had Frank on years ago.
Mm. Yeah, I want to invite Frank back.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
To have him back on the show. There's a number of people I want to revisit with. It was a while ago now since we touched base with some of these guys. So, but yeah, exactly. Just collecting white people experiencing the collective power. You know what I mean? Like that we're so, and it's just an army, right? Of these like normie concern, like my individual, my whatever the hell it is, their arguments are. Oh, well,
something like a lot of Jewish libertarian type of thinkers that started putting that in their minds. I mean, really, in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But it is funny with my personal liberty and stuff. And again, obviously, as the H man said in the quote we read a while ago, it doesn't mean you get rid of your individuality. That's literally retarded.
No. Like these are just mechanisms or tools. Or that you can't have private property.
Right.
Or business. These are, or you can't make money. These things aren't possible.
Mechanisms and tools that you employ in order to secure your existence. Because if you don't collectivize, and you'd have to, you know, some people they don't like, you know, throwing Romans or whatever. And I'm not saying everyone has to do that. That's fine. It doesn't matter. You can be more put together or have a different approach or whatever. It doesn't bother me either way. You know, I mean, like that this is literally throwing Roman salute. I don't think you can get any more like deeply European than that. You know what I mean? Re-evoking some Roman Empire stuff or symbols, sun mm-hmm. crosses, solar crosses, like swastikas, wearing. Whatever. Like these are some of the oldest. This goes back to like the Stone Age, Bronze Age, Stone Age and Bronze Age, that period.
Old kolovrats that you're wearing found in the Ukraine.
Yep, exactly. Sun crosses are found all over Europe. They're found out of the parts of the world as well. But like they're some of our oldest symbols that we have. There's no shame, there's no guilt in that. And again, why do you think they demonize it so hard? Why do you think even efforts to associate it with certain subcultures that were not that very European and well put together so that people will be, undoubtedly there's power in these things.
Yeah.
There is
it's almost like a talisman or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't want you to see it, to touch it, to tap
there,
into it. Because it evokes memory, something
absolutely.
Powerful.
And they will tell you, well, that's just because these things led, to the Holocaust or to, like, genocide or something.
These things are far older than that.
Way more to it than that, kind of thing. Even if you take that as a legitimate historical, argument or a point of grievance at all. But
it's
saying,
okay when the Indians have it, right, on their temples, their Hindu temples, and then it's okay.
Yeah, then the Aryan argument comes in all of a sudden. We're Aryans too. No. No. Okay.
We got to get to the lesbians in L.A.
Yeah, let's do that then. The last topic here. We'll wrap up. So here's how they looked, the Scissor Sisters. This is basically, if you want to know why Los Angeles is burning to the ground right now, that's what you're looking at here.
Oh, God.
They apparently did a Subaru commercial at one point. They even painted their fire trucks in rainbow LGBTQ colors. And apparently it's fire, ma'am. That was very important. I'm going out strong here with some of the memes around this. No water, but it sure is gay as fuck. What else do we have? We have 72 genders, 0 operational fire hydrants.
That's a good one.
That's basically this. BlackRock looking at all the newly vacant lots in L.A. So that's some of the...
BlackRock's a black guy? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, now it is, right? They replaced him.
Well, I can't help but to see that as these houses are burning down and if people don't have fire insurance or whatever, all the non-whites are going to get, they're going to get some kind of aid or some kind of help, unlike the people in North Carolina who lost their houses to the floods. You know that they're going to be some kind of, we'll rebuild, here's federal money, here's federal grants, here's assistance, because it's a lot of non-white people that are affected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of white people still there, but there's a lot of Mexicans in some of those areas, although the Pacific Palisades is burning now, too. That was one of my favorite areas, and there's a lot of celebrities living there. A lot of celebrities are losing their homes. I know Paris Hilton was crying.
So sad.
My Malibu.
Which mansion should I move to now?
Malibu Beach Barbie house is burned down, and now all my favorite restaurants are gone. Like, that's what she's crying about, right?
Of course. it's all very detached or whatever. Could this be... because we've talked about that, right? The DEI kind of serves a very plausible, what's the word I'm looking for? Excuse? Plausible deniability? Is that the right term? You throw these dykes in, and then they light the
inevitably
matches.
Inevitably, it's going to go
bad. They light
the
matches, and I'm not saying that they're like, that they actually, are like competent people that could just have... They could have prevented this if only the false flag gay op didn't happen. I guess this is the gay op. You're looking at it right there. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? then you can say, oh, it's only because, you know, woke did this. And there is truth to that,
oh,
obviously.
Of course there is.
I mean, obviously, there's truth to that, too.
It's also the black female mayor.
Yes,
I saw the
exactly.
CEO.
Some of the damage here, by the way.
And chief
rolling.
Engineer of the L.A. Department of Water and Power is a Latina
mm-hmm.
woman.
Yep. Yeah, so diversity, equity, inclusion is even if it was, because even if it was arson, right, they would have been technically much more proficient and better to stop the fires if there were still white men in there. But it's not. Yeah, here's some of the celebrities here.
So there's fires popping up everywhere. I was
kind
of looking at the map and I was like, oh, whoa, okay, that's like almost an hour away. There's a fire starting there. I mean, I lived in LA, so I'm familiar with the area.
Unfortunately, the Hollywood sign hasn't burnt down yet. But there was a fire at the Hollywood Hills, I think. But I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah, people have made these, pedo wood. Like, if there's a place that deserves to be burned down, it's certainly LA.
Yeah. Fires, earthquake, brimstone, comets. I welcome it for LA for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the BlackRock question, you know, well, I guess they would maybe take advantage of that. Yeah. Buy it up. And what would go in there?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of new housing do they have in mind as they burn down all these, old. As these small, old Hollywood houses burn down, or L.A. houses burn down, right?
Yeah.
Especially in the valley.
Yeah, there's no doubt that
displaces people.
Like a lot
of behind-the-scenes, lower-paid workers will live in areas like Burbank and all that.
And it isn't all mansions, by the way. Some other people pointed it out.
No, a lot of little middle-class.
Of course, yeah.
Homes.
There's poor people, and there's white people that are still squeezed out because of this and stuff like that. And it is genuinely, in that sense, it is sad, although the establishment in L.A. and what it has become to represent totally deserves to be burned to the ground. There's no doubt about it. It's still kind of, in one way unfair, to other people there. Let me play a couple of clips then. Here's
maybe some of those Mexicans will go back to Mexico now, huh? They don't have a house. Will they?
They'll come to North Idaho now. Finally.
Don't
finally,
even put that out there.
That's what they'll do. Let's find the whitest place ever and go there now. Here's the fire chief here on the diversity.
I'm super inspired.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future, one that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
People ask me, well, what number are you looking for? I'm not looking for a number. It's never enough.
Out of 3,300 city firefighters, only 115 are women.
That's
right
more
now.
Important than the
She's
water.
Already looking at ways
yes.
to change that.
The defunding,
mm-hmm.
having fire. I mean, they were. All these white firefighters quit because they were forcing them to get the COVID jab. So that didn't happen. The black female mayor cut the funding, right, for the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the lack of water, all this bullshit environmental stuff that was going on down there.
Yep.
And now they're surprised that this is happening. Oh, where's the firefighters? Now other states, other white men have to come from other states to help them out. But yeah, I guess the bird flu's over. Bird flu's done in California now, right?
Is that
going to happen now?
Comes in the wake of that.
And I saw, and they're back to wearing masks, but this time it's not from COVID. It's from the bad air.
The smokes. I mean, I call it inadvertently a white strike, right? It wasn't maybe one that they desired, but it's one that they got. Like, you begin messing around with some of this shit.
Yeah.
What's the joke?
Your houses will burn down.
What's the joke? Like, what did you think woke and DEI meant? Essays? Vibes? No, you kick out white men, your shit's going to burn to the ground because no one is there to fix it for you. That's what it means, right? Firefighters is mostly white and male. Ooh. A California program aims to change that. Yeah, it certainly did. Back to the clip here with the lesbian. I think we're done with it.
He's quick to point out that doing so has a greater purpose, attracting the best and brightest for the job.
They feel included, they feel valued, and they feel part of a cohesive team.
The chief also checks another box when it comes
that's
to,
not what
impossible.
That means. That's
to inclusivity and diversity at this department. She's a proud member of the LGBTQ community.
Oh, that just kind of opens the door.
I did not realize she was gay.
You're telling me she's a lesbian? How about that?
But that was an opportunity for me.
For me, labia. Anyway, let's go to the other one here. So we had a trio here.
The other gay.
The scissor lady. Sisters here. Here is LAFD, Los Angeles Fire Department
taking
assistant.
Taking T-shots at this point.
Assistant Chief Christine Larson. Well, she borrowed that last name. Anyway, here we go.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call. that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more.
Well, that's
another black lesbian.
See how that is?
A black lesbian.
I'm sorry. I
can't have a white guy show up because, oh my God, the racism, the Nazism. But you want your black butch dyke to show up to save you.
It's funny because they not constantly, maybe, but they once they've started a little bit to displace white people, then they immediately go on to the ethno-nationalist talking points perimeter. And this is, of course, why normie conservatives criticize them, all see their identity politics. And so those people who want that, they're the woke right, right? Then you get that retarded take on it as well. It's like, no, if you want like gay rights and migration within a conservative movement, then you are the woke right. Anyway, it's Bernie all over again. Oh, we need to put non-whites need people that look like them to police them.
Police them, and like, that's what we've been saying all the time.
Yeah, that's just it. That's called being in their countries, right? Yeah. And if you're mixed race, then, we'll pick a side then, I guess, or something. I don't know, you know what I mean? Or if in this case, if you identify then as a non-white person, well, go to the non-white country that you originate from or whatever. Anyway, back to the... back to the dyke here.
Ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
Look at that. He got himself into the wrong place
at men right there. What if it's some old elderly person who can't hear or see? Or is disabled, or it happened like a bomb just goes off and they're in the wrong place.
It's almost that same, like you kind of deserve to die in the fire.
Yeah, girl power.
But that's not girl power.
It's almost like they hate men.
because they hate us because they're ain't us. It's one-upmanship from lesbians who basically are, you know, what, penis envy? I don't know. Now they graft to them, don't they? Anyway, so you have that, and apparently, you know, she's a commie, right? The thing too. This was kind of funny. Let me play this.
The mayor. You have to play the one, the black female mayor, when she had no response.
Oh, okay.
She's being asked. Questions.
It's coming. We're coming to that. Was this the one you're thinking of?
No, this is just a little bit of her background.
Okay, let me play this one here then. Here we go.
Of course, this person's like, identity politics. But the point is, she's a commie, right? Yeah, she was hanging out partying in Africa recently, too.
She was in Ghana, which I assume maybe that's part of where she comes from. Maybe her
ethnicity. Well, she should just go live
Karen
there. Maybe she will after
did,
this.
She did. But yes, I mean, she's just on full on. She went to like Cuba, I guess, many times, and some communist program to undermine America, and it's all the usual kind of, you know, like stuff, right? So I guess that's, do I have to eat my words of what I said earlier then, that communism is not a threat, and now it is because they're actually, you know, ensuring incompetence, because that's not a bug, it's a feature of what they want.
I mean, if white communism doesn't work, diverse communism sure shit doesn't work.
I don't know.
Yeah, she also added fake credentials with a master's degree in social work from USC in 2015 as a 62-year-old congresswoman. And then, of course, she loves Fidel Castro. You know, Biden loved her. She's been an organizer for these, you know, Cuban communist groups in her past. Yeah, she's just a horrible person.
It's just... they should be criticized. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be so contrarian that it's just like kind of, you know, navel gazing. You just end up in some, you know, no place or whatever. But what I'm saying is, this is red meat for normie conservatives. Do you see what I'm saying? Because ultimately my critique. Well, let's play this first, and I'll make my point there in terms of like. Because Visegrad, the accountant, have someone found a way of blaming the Jews for the L.A. fires yet? You know, kind of thing. You know, with a snooty attitude. Okay. I have to say it now then, because that doesn't make sense. Who DEI didn't install itself? Did it? Did it? Did DEI just show up one day and then was? I see it as a inevitable extension to policies and propaganda narratives like cultural Marxism. That's what I see.
Yeah, right? 100%.
Am I wrong? No, I don't think
that's where it came from. Frankfurt School,
anti-white. These are anti-white, removing white men out of these. That's cultural. That's Jewish Bolshevism. Jewish cultural Marxism. Okay, so yeah, that is what is installed. These types of inept leadership and people in these
positions of power. That's right. It's that school of thought.
I hate to be that guy and just constantly there, but I can't. Am I wrong? It's like. Wow. We didn't just wake up and it was DEI all of a sudden. It's like, no, someone did that. And they intentionally removed... And again, because, of course, that weakens the... Now it's even more in debt. Now it's burning to the ground. I think the fires here resulted in the highest costs ever, I think, in terms of damage ever done by wildfires, if that's even what there is. But anyway, so here's the commie brown woman here going completely mute here.
She's asked questions and doesn't answer anything.
Yep.
For being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
See how he drives the news cycle there? Musk said this. Respond. Although he's correct.
Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
Does she have to stand there? If she's not going to answer
She's trying to leave, and she's stuck at the door.
It's the oh, I see. It's an airport she's trying to.
And I think some white guy has to come with the key to let her out. So she's like, oh, my God, let me out,
No apology for them. Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
Let me make that point clear, too. Obviously, these people are individually responsible for what they have done. Mm-hmm. She's ultimately the one who signed off on slashing the firefighters' budgets. All these other people around there putting these DI hires and lesbians in there, getting rid of white men. So they're guilty. In the same way that a Muslim is guilty when he gang rapes together with his buddies, a white girl in Europe. But I'm saying at the end of it, also on top of that, you have to also ask, but how did he find himself there? Why is he there to begin with? And if you don't ask that question and want to resolve that issue, then it's just going to keep happening. And you're dumb because you're not like, you're just, it's just what's that face will continue. It will be another one of them tomorrow, and another one, and another one.
Needs to be consequences.
Yeah, that's why, look at the establishment in England. Keir Starmer did this and did that. Like, he's just the latest face. He'll be out of there in no time. Justin Trudeau, he quit. But it will be a new retard in there replacing them with Pajits, be a conservative like Pierre Poilievre or a new... libtard for the Liberal Party in Canada. Yes. It doesn't matter. Go around. The white men have to bail her out. Yeah,
that's what you said. That's funny. She's like, oh my God, get me out of here.
Thank God for the white men.
Yeah, pretty much.
Excuse me, sir. It's ma'am. Is taking off for a Caribbean island.
Madam Mayor, let me ask you just again, have you anything to say to the citizens today as you return?
She makes $300,000 a year.
Totally worth it.
Madam Mayor, just a few words for the citizens today as you return to deal with the catastrophe.
And she's out, not accountable.
Go to Ghana and never come back.
Yeah. Well,
David, as you say, she wasn't very keen to answer any of your questions
That's correct. That is correct, newswoman. Okay. So what else? We got some stuff here. But yeah, there was a couple I think we missed here. Yeah, so here's the Visegrad one, right? Has anyone blamed the Jews for the fires in L.A. yet? And I think one guy here, we missed that one too. We got to play. This is funny. The guy who blames the based Mexican guy here. All the gay people in L.A.
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know, wind.
All the gay people in L.A.
Unacceptable, bro. Unacceptable.
Yeah, they're not too crazy about gays.
He's honorary. He's in. It's okay. Everything is forgiven. That's it. We're good to go. Yeah, but I mean, it's true, right?
Oh,
it's true.
God, yes.
But I go back to my point. No, they didn't install themselves, right? At the end of the day, there's Bass again. We got some background on her. Let me see, what else do we have here?
Yeah, and this is the lady. She is the chief executive officer and engineer at the LA Department of Water and Power, and she makes $750,000 a year.
What?
So this is the other woman who is part of this circle jerk here.
Wow. Women's.
It's,
right,
it's a bunch of women.
Am I right, men?
She's probably gay too. I mean, she looks like a man, though. I don't know. Looks kind of manly. Maybe that is a tranny. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a woman.
Could be. Yeah.
Raised in Puerto Rico. So, Puerto Rican.
So here's California dumping 20,000 gallons of water per second into the ocean. Because why put it into the aquifers, right? In the, what do you call it? Well, not the aquifers, but into the...
the super fire hydrants. Waterproof tape! Back it instantly, patch, bond, seal, and repair.
I literally just stopped voting for Democrats. Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, but that's not a solution. Yeah, the guys have problems too, but yeah.
And what kind of water is that they're dumping back in there too? It's probably like, you know, a bunch of AIDS in it already, touched by LA.
So I think, you know, sometimes you have to reverse engineer news from memes. You know, you do that. I think they had water up in the top of these reservoirs, is that what you call them? And they decided to just empty them and then not refill them. And then, of course, you know, other motive here now is, you know, climate change, right? Now we can blame climate change. And, of course, we have something. Well, this is very tragic also, by the way. We should mention this before we move on to the historic Jewish synagogue built over 80 years ago, destroyed by Eaton Fire in Pasadena. Very sad.
I'm sure there were some historic churches burnt down too. We won't hear about those.
Yep. So here's climate change getting arrested. Homeless man with flamethrower busted on suspicion of arson near LA's Kenneth Fire after residents detain him. He's brown. And it's fascinating because, of course, this is what pyromaniacs do, right? They see fires and they get all, you know, they get a maybe not a literal, but like they get a hard on, and then they go out and do it again.
Yep.
And again.
And now there's all these little fires. I was just looking at a map, a live map. So you've got a couple, you know, several big fires, and then all these little ones that are popping up everywhere now. So you've got these pyromaniacs that are just getting all excited, probably.
Yep. So here's the little flamethrower I think that was spotted there, too, after they helped to catch that guy. So anyway, so there's that to it, too, which shows you, again, like social cohesion goes out the window with diversity and open borders. No trust. None of these people, you know, really can rely on each other anymore.
Lots of mental illness.
You had accusations of looting. I'm not sure if that's what it was or not. Let me see here what else it is. Oh, yeah, you have that too. Okay. I totally forgot. That's right. Back to Visegrad's tweet. Has anyone blamed the Jews for the LA fires yet? Well.
You found one,
well,
huh?
You know, beyond installing DEI, which, of course, you know, led to the Scissor Sisters. Apparently you have this Jewish couple. That somehow managed to gain massive amounts of control on California's water rights. One billionaire couple almost own all the water in California. The family donates significant, and this is the lie from Wall Street Apes. I'm not sure if this is a Jewish activist or not. Yes, they donate to Democrats. Guess what else they donate to? Israeli causes, by the way. I have, I believe, the screenshot on that. Let me pull that in real quick if I don't have it. Yes, here it is. Fiji water, palm, halo, mandarins, and stuff like that. They grow pistachios, you know, stuff like that, right? But they're all tied in, and they're funding Israel's occupation regime was one of the headlines here. This, you know, leftists, they don't like this, whatever. But yeah, the Resniks, Linda and Stuart Resnik, they have massive amounts of wealth, control most of California's water rights, and they, of course, have ensured then that there's not enough water, right?
Yes.
Beyond the fact that they're also dumping it, as we saw in the footage, which is also retarded. But all these things put together, you're kind of like, is they want this?
Yes.
This is not an accident.
Unless it's greed and incompetence, and then when, you know, shit hits the fan, everyone jumps in there with their own interests of how they can, you know, benefit themselves in the end. I mean, there's that possibility too,
mm-hmm.
right? Otherwise, how would the conspiracy go? Why burn L.A.? Why let big parts of L.A. burn?
Yeah, new. It's a way that most of America's wealth is tied up in real estate. Correct? That's where the majority, I believe. Chad, correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I believe most of the wealth is tied up in real estate. And when you're not building enough and importing enough, you know, Pajits and brown people that will move into these new houses and take new loans or granted to them by the government and, you know, keep printing the money and all that stuff, right? GDP, then you can literally just confiscate new areas and new territory. I think that also goes back. There are strategic reasons for Greenland, right? But it's also this, like, you know, even reasons for, like, the invasion of Iraq and stuff. Like, any empire has to take new stuff in order to, like, revive itself, mm-hmm. to keep moving, to keep growing, to keep, you know, I mean, that's just what they do. And I think, you know, this could be completely off, but I would just assume this will be a great boon to the real estate industry, right? They burn down. What happened in Hawaii? They are not paid out insurance. They're not given back anymore. These people are gone. They're displaced. It's over. Then you have companies or whatever comes in, buys up those lots for cheap again. They build new real estate on there, and the whole circle begins. Those people that have their homes burnt down might still have to do payments on those houses if they have them.
Well, that's just insane.
Isn't that what happened in the past?
I don't know. I have to see what kind of clause there are in mortgages these days. Well, they claim the
insurance claims force majeure, basically, so you don't get any insurance money, right? It's an act of God.
Well, then you file bankruptcy and you walk away.
But I'm just saying as a technicality, right? Wasn't there people still that lost their homes after the 2008 financial crisis and they still had to, like, pay on the homes?
Well, yeah, because it was upside down, right? And then their mortgage was more than what the house was worth.
That too.
So then even when they sold, they still had this balance left
over. Yeah.
I mean, it's
and I'm not saying that happens everywhere, maybe, but I've heard of cases like that. Anyway, this family owns tons of, you know, the water rights or whatever. And yeah, so, I mean, if you want to look at someone to blame, yeah, figure out who, here's, it's funny, More Perfect Union, they had a piece on this couple here, the Resniks, and their control of California's water supply. But I didn't watch the whole thing to the end yet, but it's some shit lib, the term, where have we heard that before? More Perfect Union. Is that there's some MLK slogan or
civil
something?
Civil rights,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's a shit lib group here, but they say nothing of their Jewish, you know, origins or.
Of course not. Cause it doesn't matter.
Unless I missed it. They do not even mention that they donate to Israel. If they did, I do apologize because I didn't watch the whole thing to the end yet, but. And we don't have time to watch the whole thing right now anyway, but it's interesting. There's a lot more to dig into that there as usual. But no, it's not some, in terms of this, it's not some big North Carolina type conspiracy in the sense that are flying around. I don't mean that in a derogatory way or anything, but like there it was like rumors very quickly about who owned mineral rights and the fact that they wanted to mine there and they had to get rid of some of those houses there.
Directed energy like that, weapons, right? Things like that. Yeah.
Sure. I don't exclude anything at this point. You know, I mean, they'll use anything they can and they want to. But
well, we'll just have to see what they rebuild.
It could just be an opportunity. Yeah, of course.
What
it's the same with Hawaii, right? It's the same with Hawaii.
How is it going to be rebuilt? Yeah. Who mm-hmm. is rebuilding it? Who owns what's rebuilt?
Yeah.
That will be telling.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy says this fire situation can be attributed largely to white erasure. You can't have Western civilization without white people. No, you cannot.
That's correct.
Norseman says, WFP, red ice, fire, fire, fire.
There you go. Yeah, instead of fight, 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 fire, fire, fire.
And some guy also says Jews have benign birth, ADL, APAC, etc. We need stuff like that.
We do. Yeah absolutely. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying we should be Jews. But look at how they're organizing. They're very efficient for being one small ethnic minority, and look at how much power they have because they collectivize and they look after their own. This video was community noted, and they said, no, they're just helping someone to take their big screen TVs out of their homes.
They're just helping them move.
I don't know what's going on here, but look, after
so is the TV.
There's only so many of these videos you can watch of looting, and you see something like this, and you kind of, it's not unreasonable to
assume. There's fire in the background. Look, right. There's fire out that back window.
Yep. So then people said, oh, no, they're not. Here it is. The original poster is falsely reporting.
I love it too, though. If your house is on fire, are you really going to want to save the TV if, like, you see a fire coming across the street? No, I don't think so. But maybe Blacks would.
Ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Let's go out with a bang, everybody. Let's go with a bang, everybody. All right. I think we're done. We're done for now, exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. Great having you with us. Thank you to everyone super chatting. I think we're caught up over on the platforms over there. We got one from Pagan Bear right here at the end. Thanks for the stream. Support what you like, guys. Yes, thank you. Appreciate that, guys. All right, so we'll be back with Western Warrior here next then. Stuff coming up. We didn't do one last week. We are working on a couple of shorter videos.
Oh, my gosh. I have three scripts I've written, so I just need to record them.
And getting those out to you guys and stuff like that, too. So we got some good stuff in the pipeline. But, yes.
I was going to record the other day, and then I don't know if I got a cat hair. I think I got cat hair in my eye or something. My eye was, like, blew up and was all irritated the day. I was like, this is... And he was like, it's about Jews and porn. Like, probably not a good look for that video with a big swollen, punched-looking eye, you know?
Looks like, what
maybe
is that?
I should have gone for that look. Maybe that would have been effective. I don't know.
Is this some disease that gets you to gets a swollen eye? Or what is it? Anyway. Yeah, that would be funny. Tomorrow, you're doing
I'm doing a Spaces talk.
Spaces tomorrow. Here's a little promo poster
That's right.
By the way. Based Maiden Cast.
It's going to be a little earlier, so... 11 a.m.
2 p.m.
Pacific
Eastern,
time.
Yep, to noon Mountain, which is 11 Pacific time.
Some cool Canada girls. We're just talking about Canada girls, so that'll be fun. I like the Canadian crew a lot. There's a lot of good folks up there.
Definitely, definitely.
So that'll be fun.
So that was that, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 p.m. Central European time for Europeans who want to tune into that. So that's coming up tomorrow. And, of course, as I said, then we will be back with Western Warrior coming up here, too. We do have, we have some interesting other topics we've wanted to cover for some time. We'll see if we can pull those in now as well. But some of them are less, what do we call it, less disposable news and just, you know, not just like... latest whatever happened kind of thing, but like, you know, a little bit more in-depth things and research on certain issues and topics that stands on itself that won't be like, you know, outdated in 2 weeks from now or whatever, or a week from now or 2 days from now, because that's how fast the circus news cycle moves. We tie that in as well. Okay, thank you guys. We appreciate you. If you want to sign up for a membership then and join us over at the members site, redicemembers.com, it's $10 a month. Please head on over there, sign up. Don't wait for anyone else to do this for you. We are supported by you guys out there 100%. If you like what we do, if you appreciate this show, the videos we do, the messages that we spread, we want to continue. We want to do it better. We want to do it with more employees. We want to grow, all that good stuff. It's solely down to you guys out there watching. Support us or we won't be here. That's how easy this is. We don't have any great angel investors and big sponsors and everything like that. Stepping in, we have great supporters, obviously, you guys out there, but I'm saying, there's no Mark Andreessen showing up here with like, you know, 20 million putting that down to fund the entire operation yet. Maybe one day they'll come. But anyway, thank you guys. We appreciate you. So head on over there and join us at Western Warrior at redicemembers.com. But you can sign up on Odyssey, Subscribestar, or Locals as well if you prefer to do it that way. You get instant access over there right away on redicemembers.com. We do have to manually activate your account, so thank you for your patience on that. Just a little heads up for those who don't know. All right, thank you guys. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
We'll see you soon then.
See ya.
Say bye. We'll see you later. Take care.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.
You're watching Red Eyes TV Book Burst.